Southside Firestone, you can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone, use them today.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Everybody in California is told to stay home to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We will look back at these kinds of decisions as pivotal decisions. If we're to be criticized at this moment, let us be criticized for taking this moment seriously.
Essential businesses like grocery stores, pharmacies, and banks will stay open. At least four senators sold off stocks before the virus outbreak sent the markets lower.
Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, sold stock after receiving a private briefing towards the end of January, attended by coronavirus task force doctor Anthony Fauci.
Resign.
It also appears Democrat Dianne Feinstein and another Republican, Senator Jim Inhofe, also dumped stock after that January 24th meeting.
Fox's Sean Langelo in D.C. More than 10,000 deaths from the virus are now reported worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. America's listening to Fox News.
Somebody takes on the situation. Welcome to Friday morning.
Hey.
I think the weekend is going to be challenging because there aren't a lot of options out there.
There aren't. And let's hope the internet stays up, you know. This is normally the time of the year that I would start putting the beach forecast in, you know, on a Friday. But no need to do that, huh?
Yeah.
How about the backyard pool forecast?
Yeah, I want to talk to David Fagan to see. I'm sure that, you know, the pool's treated chemically. That must make it safe. What could live in that?
Oh, I'm not worried about that. Yeah.
It's not dangerous to us. And it's getting, you know, with all the warm weather, all these 80-degree days, that might be an idea. But I have no worries about my cable because I switched to Wowagra.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Well, with spring beginning just before 11 o'clock last night, I guess we could call this the first full day of spring. We will. 86 yesterday. How about 84 today? This will be the ninth day in a row. Amazing in the month of March to have a string of days like this. But cooler weather is coming. A change on the way. Risk of showers. Maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Showers and storms becoming more likely by tonight and through the overnight hours. I don't think there's going to be any severe weather in this part of the state. Much of northwest and west Alabama in a severe weather risk. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, look for maybe a leftover shower in the morning. I'm going to have a shower in the morning, I know that. Otherwise, a cooler day, high 74, 50% chance of, let's put it this way. We'll be in the 50s on Saturday night, and then the upper 60s to around 70 on Sunday with more showers and thunderstorms by Sunday afternoon. But here's the good news. The rain that's coming in this evening and tonight will help the pollen situation go from high today to medium tomorrow and Sunday. A little bit of good news there. Right now this morning, cloudy skies. It's amazing. At 6:08 in the morning, it's 68 degrees with 94% humidity.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
You happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It just happens to be
International Day of Happiness.
If you're happy and you know it,
so?
Then your face will surely show it.
Right?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
It's International Day of Happiness.
And if you're happy, I'm happy for you.
It's showtime, baby.
You know what? I know it's happy is a little bit more challenging at a time like this.
Yeah.
We played this a couple of times yesterday, but I guarantee that this is one of those things that should make you smile.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds While You're in Quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more happy sounds while you're in quarantine.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing our best. Don't forget, Saturday and Sunday mornings, me, Rosie, and a cast of others will be holding down the fort here on News Talk 93.1 FM from 6 to 8:30. And whatever's news is news, will bring you, give you a chance to call. If you got a business that's open, you want people to come by, we're going to be here for all of it. Interestingly enough, so many of our great sponsors are doing everything they can to keep their doors open. But yesterday afternoon, Lewis from Capital Oyster Bar came by at 3 and said he had to shut down because,
sure.
His location is not all that mainstream.
Right.
It's a wonderful place. And I said, I will be one of your first customers when you reopen.
I'll be there with you.
Great. Let's make that plan. But since he specializes in seafood, it's harder to keep that fresh, so he didn't want to take the chance.
Oh, that's smart.
And hopefully this will be as brief as possible.
I like the way people are adapting. For instance, I'll just say I have a friend that has a restaurant, and obviously they are not going to be a restaurant for a while, but they're looking at other options, other very interesting options, like becoming a little mart for their area, a little... where you go in and buy eggs and milk and bread
cool.
and, you know, to help out, to change the business model during this crisis, to help them out and to help their area out. So, anyway.
I have not seen the updated Alabama Corona total.
The numbers.
Yet, where are we at in the state?
I saw a really comforting number on the screen here a moment ago. 86,000 people have recovered so far from the from COVID-19.
Yeah. And the mortality rate still remains proportional. We did the math yesterday. Worldwide, it's below 3% or right around that.
And I think spring breakers are now running out of options.
Yeah.
Because the beaches, even in Florida now, are...
They were kind of giving a little smack on the wrist yesterday.
Yep.
During this time for personal service and people have time to answer your questions, in fact, here's another opportunity. Why not use now as the time, as my good friends, the Woodlings, just did, to check out Adams Drugs? There's 12 locations, so if you can hear this show over the air, there's one near you, and they are staffed by the nicest, most accommodating people you will ever meet anywhere. It's so old-fashioned. However, they are state-of-the-art when it comes to technology, and they can process your insurance information quickly, get your prescriptions turned around, and just the other day, I picked up a package of pills called M&M Chocolate Plain.
Yeah.
And those help me feel better during the
Do they work?
Show. Yes, they do.
Good.
They really do. I've been working with the team on Vaughn Road East of Taylor for, 7 years, I think. And they're just phenomenal people over there. And I said to Mrs. Woodling, call and ask to talk to Lamar White, because they were having major problems with a chain store, box store type pharmacy.
Right. Oh, sure.
Being told, wow, we don't have that in, and blah, blah, blah. And these are not people that can get up and walk in, shoot to the pharmacy every 15 minutes. So... Lamar spent the time with them, and they're all set. They're all good to go. And, they have their medical history, everything else that's needed to become a customer. So let's make it an opportunity for people who are not only great community citizens, but sponsor the show and our radio station. And, man, what a great thing it would be if you could at least consider taking your business to them, not only just for this period of time, but for an ongoing basis. It's hard not to fall in love with them. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. We have your local news and then the William Tell Wake Up and our rocket scientist of the day
and
an electrifying story to which I have a somewhat of a personal connection. That's all coming up at 6:13.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health announced a major health order Thursday. The order mandates the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining and restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The order is in place until April 5th. An Elmore County teacher has tested positive for the coronavirus. School officials say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. The parents of students who may have been exposed have been contacted. And Montgomery police have identified the man arrested after an hours-long standoff with police Wednesday. 39-year-old Benjamin Baldwin is now charged with 3 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He's in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:16.
Station presents Real Corona Heroes.
Real Corona Heroes.
Today, we salute you, our brave healthcare professionals.
Our brave healthcare professionals.
While the rest of us do everything in our power to get away from COVID-19, you make a stand and take it on face to surgical masked and eye-goggled protected face.
And they look really good on you.
There's no social distancing in your job.
It's hard to take someone's temperature from 10 feet away, yeah.
So the next time a doctor or a nurse or a medical technician goes to work for you, remember to stay home for them and do your part to stop the spread and lessen the load on our brave healthcare professionals, the real Corona heroes.
Our brave healthcare professionals.
I'd like to buy you a beer.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Today's nominee is Playboy Magazine.
Uh-oh.
They are shutting down because of the corona outbreak. And here's my thing on this. If we're going to beat this disease off and thrive and survive, we've got to have entertainment.
Or take a whack at it if you can.
Whatever we have to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard on everybody.
So they're stopping their...
It's not like they have stiff competition right now.
No, it's... Stop it. They're stopping their printed version. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
And they're, I guess they have an online version too, of Playboy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
I mean, you pretty much, yeah. I mean, I'm spent.
Yeah. We have an expert on self-gratification here on the line.
Oh.
At least that's what he's always telling us we're doing. William B.
Also plans to convene with...
Oops, oops. I'm sorry. That's CBS.
That's Andrew.
There's the
that's
phone.
Andrew J.
That's Andrew. I don't know about his self-gratification.
That was his
poorly timed. That was good. I got to tell you, that was good.
Yeah. Thank you.
But anyway, the reason I was calling this morning... Does anybody there know what agency you would need to contact to report scammers about the coronavirus. I'm talking about the text messages, you know, click this, click that. This is a new level of scumbag.
Yeah, whenever there's a crisis, doesn't matter what kind of crisis.
They capitalize on it.
Yeah, the hoarders and the looters are the first two that are in on the scene.
Well, these are, you know, you've probably gotten them. The text messages, you know, your Amazon order is on its way. Click here, you know, for tracking and whatever. When you hadn't ordered anything from Amazon, you know, and all of those like that. And I usually just, you know, block the number, delete it, you know. But I've got a couple on my phone that I saved because I need to know where to report these. It's, you know, it's about the corona. You know, did you know that this can cure the coronavirus? Click here for details, you know, and whatever. These people need to be dealt with.
Can you use the blocking feature on your phone? Will that work?
Yeah, but I mean, I'd like to report these scumbags, you know, see if they could get them prosecuted for something. This is ridiculous.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but somebody listening will probably know. If we can find out, we will pass it along.
I would appreciate it. I mean, like I said, this is a whole new level of scumbag that does this kind of crap, you know?
But every time we think we've achieved scumbag peak, something happens and we find we haven't seen the worst.
Yeah, that's true. All right, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You had me cracked up with the Playboy story, though.
Glad you enjoyed that. It was our pleasure. Maybe that's not the right way to put it, but...
Okay. All right, see you.
All right, that was brought to you by Applied Security. And, of course, at a time like this, there are concerns, you know, stories about gun sales exploding everywhere, including some places where we should outlaw guns. Now they can't get them fast enough. But the best protection is a system like the one we have here in our building that's been installed and monitored by Applied Security for over 15 years now. And they're a local company. That's the best part of it. So if you feel like you could boost the protection of your home or business, call Mark and Vicki at 279-8338. 279-8338. They do residential and commercial video monitoring, whatever it is you need to lock a place down. They can provide it. So consider Applied Security, 279-8338. They bring you the Rocket Scientist of the Day. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. The timeline for March 20th is coming up. And what's our TV topic today?
It's about the weird foods, like sticking, you know, weird food combinations. Ah. Sticking a French fry into a chocolate shake, which actually sounds really good.
Yeah, I may give that a shot. Yeah. I'm getting a haircut today, too.
Oh, good.
Elegant Styles up the street is open. And I'm going to need a COVID cut. I'm going to have it cut a little bit shorter than normal.
A COVID cut.
Just in case. Because it's already kind of long. And when my hair gets long, it doesn't look long. It flops to the side, and I look like Shemp from the Three Stooges. And honestly, that is not my dream to look like. 6:23, here's our first traffic of the morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
I do hope you have a smile on your face. It is Friday. Going to be a nice weekend. We do hope that if you are out on the roads this morning, you're buckled up and driving carefully. And we believe a lot of you are because we've got light to moderate traffic all over the city right now. Boulevards look good. 31 looks great. Interstates look fine through downtown Montgomery. Everybody's moving along at the speed limit. No accidents in us to pass along to you. But if you'll keep it here, we'll keep you updated. If something happens, Montgomery Skywatch will let you know about it. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, To provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
On March 13th, family members were asked to remove themselves from public spaces. That request came from the government. Deep down, they knew it was right, but they also knew someday things would return to normal. With nowhere else to go, they were quarantined in their homes. Can an entire family share a house during a pandemic without driving each other crazy? The odd quandary, now playing out in most U.S. households. Check your mother's temper for showtime.
6:29 with the timeline for the 20th of March. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 80th day of the year, 286 days are remaining. National Kick Butt Day. I guess that's kind of like the what they used to call the Great American Smokeout they had in November.
I hope that. I'm just not up to kicking anybody's kick butt today.
It's National Proposal Day. I suppose that means marriage proposal. It is also Extraterrestrial Abductions Day, so please consider abducting an ET today. And today is Ravioli Day. Ravioli. On this date in 1852, Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel by Harriet Beecher Stowe, first published. 1886, the first AC power plant in the U.S. begins commercial operations where? In Massachusetts. 1930, the first KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, opens in North Corbin, Kentucky. Yeah, right? And chickens were pretty upset about that. On this day in 65, LBJ notifies Alabama Governor George Wallace that he will use federal authority to call up the Alabama National Guard in order to supervise a planned civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery. Now, our song of the day. We can never go wrong with some Motown. I told you before, as a boy, I lived through the Motown era in real time. Booming across Lake Erie on CKLW from the Motor City into my transistor radio on the shores of Lake Erie, just west of Cleveland. Holland Dozier, Holland Classic Supremes. Love is here, but now you're gone.
Sleep.
what she does here. I hear. Love that. The way those guys, Holland, Dozier, Holland, put words together, and their list of songs is just absolutely phenomenal. On this date in 68, Eric Clapton and Neil Young were arrested at a home in Los Angeles, charged with being in a place where it is suspected that marijuana is being used. Clapton was later found innocent of the misdemeanor. Neil Young paid a small fine. On this date in 69, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. 1976, Patty Hearst convicted of armed robbery for her part in the San Francisco bank holdup. Yeah, she seems complicit to me. I don't know. 1990, Gloria Estefan suffered a broken back when her tour bus was hit by a sliding truck on an icy Pennsylvania highway. Within a year, though, she was back on the stage again.
Big news in Miami, because that's where the...
Yeah.
I used to kiddingly call her Gloria Estevelle.
Is it Star Island, that island that where...
Al Capone had the house.
Yeah, but I think a lot... There's a lot of stars, right?
On that, yeah.
Like, is that where she lives, too?
I am not sure, but yeah. I'm guessing somewhere in that. There are also some private islands around
there. Right.
She may be one of those.
29 years ago in 91, terrible. Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son, Connor, fell to his death from the 53rd floor of his mother's apartment in New York City. Clapton wrote Tears in Heaven in memory of his son. But I just don't know why the kid was on the windowsill on the 53rd floor.
Nobody wants to say that, but everybody has had that thought.
Yeah.
You're 53 stories up with a little one.
And he's on the windowsill?
No.
On this date in 96, Lyle and Eric Menendez convicted of first-degree murder for killing their parents. Disney movie John Carter on this date in 2012 records one of the largest losses in cinematic history, $200 million write-down. On this date in 2019, speaking of Disney, they acquired Fox Entertainment 1 year ago today for $71 billion, including all their whole franchise, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Deadpool, all the Marvel Studio stuff. Birthdays, Alabama's own actress Holly Hunter is 62. When I think of Holly Hunter, you could bring up several movies, but Broadcast News. She was the neurotic producer in Broadcast News. Holly Hunter, happy birthday. Spike Lee is 63. William Hurt, who is also in Broadcast News, is 70 today. Bobby Orr is 72.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. Bobby Orr?
Well, yeah, because when there were only six teams in the NHL and the Bruins had come to town.
Right.
Those were must-see games. He was one of the best of all time.
He's certainly the gold standard. Pat Riley is 75. He's the Miami Heat president. Hal Linden from Barney Miller. How old do you think?
He's got to be on the cusp of 90, I would think, by now.
89, you're right. And believe and listen to this one. Carl Reiner is 98. He hangs out with Dick Van Dyke and Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
And they're all 96, 97, 98. That's amazing.
The Sunshine Boys.
Yep. Singer Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, who took his own life, would have been 44 today. Countdowns. Well, you know, again, we're running out of things to count down. I'm going to start getting more creative next week. We're 23 days from Easter. That's one thing we can count down. Memorial Day weekend begins in 62 days. SEC football, we just saw a story on the air, Jay, about they don't know what they're looking at alternatives, maybe a shortened season or a season that
possibly
starts later.
Depending on how long this goes, yeah. What would happen?
Yeah.
Sort of a what-if scenario.
Yeah, because the players are not going to be able to
they haven't practiced. They haven't been on the field at all. So.
Yeah. So we don't know. But theoretically, SEC football is 173 days away. And Christmas, you can't do anything about that. It's coming 284 days. That's the timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You know, one of the things that's come up in multiple coverages of the corona situation is sunshine. It's good for you because it's got vitamin D, and that's a natural disease fighter in one way.
Sure.
You want to get away from people. You want to isolate.
Mm-hmm.
You can quarantine in the most fun ways with things you can get at Adams Motorsports.
Yeah.
Terry says they've been very busy over there. Go off-road with Polaris products made right here in Alabama that come with super low interest rates. Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, all the manufacturers buy down the credit standards, so You don't have to have an 850 credit score to get super low interest rates on anything they sell. Plus, they carry a great pre-owned inventory, and those are products that have been serviced and cared for by Terry's award-winning, top-notch service department. So why not give it some thought? Get away from it all. Really get away from it all. Stop and see the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. Adams Sports open today and tomorrow. They're not closing. At 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. You can get a credit app started right now at adamsmotorsports.com. 636.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time for the forecast.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Gosh.
I know you're busy over there.
People are talking to me on Facebook, and I'm sorry.
It's going to be a very warm day today with a high temperature up to about 84. Risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Showers and storms becoming likely by this evening and tonight. The overnight low temperature is 61. Tomorrow, a leftover shower in the morning. Yeah, I suppose we could have one early. Otherwise, look for a cooler day with a high around 74. 50s on Saturday night, upper 60s to around 70 on Sunday. So, you know, after the 80s, that'll seem cool. More showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday afternoon and into Sunday night and into Monday. And then I think we're in the mid-70s Monday. Could be back in the 80s again next Tuesday and Wednesday. And the pollen count will get better after this evening's and tonight's rain. In fact, we'll go to the medium range by Saturday and Sunday. Right now, this morning, south winds at 5 miles per hour, 94% humidity. It's an amazing 68 at 638.
All right, we'll be joining our friends at the Alabama News Network here in a couple of minutes at 638. Food combos.
Well, things are looking pretty good this morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85. We have light to moderate traffic on both interstate systems. A little heavy traffic inbound on 65 this morning. And a little slowdown over the Alabama River Bridge. We've also got a little congestion on the East-South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist. But that's really about it. Everybody else getting where they're going. No accidents into us to pass along to you. If you'll keep it here, we will keep you updated all morning long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
It's showtime. All right, we await our connection with CBS 8. 10 unusual food combinations. I have some insights to offer on this topic. And I'll bet some people are inventing some stuff these days when they're at home.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Because you go in the pantry now, right, and we're stuck, and you say, you know, that might go with that.
By the way, Costco is refusing returns on high-demand items like toilet paper and water. So if you were hoarding, you can't bring it back. Just thought I'd let you know that. And supplies are starting to restore.
Is that like to return this toilet paper? It's defective.
They followed me out the bathroom door. Oh.
Rising. In the next few weeks, you may find yourself eating all the random stuff in the back of your cabinet, mixing it together, some foods you'd never pictured going together. A new survey asked people for their favorite unusual food combos. And the ones that most people have tried are French fries and chocolate milkshakes, cottage cheese and fruit, and jelly and cheese on crackers. So there's a lot more to talk about. Here's our friends over at News Talk 93.1. French fries and a Wendy's Frosty, that is one of the best combinations you can have, guys. Yeah. But you got to throw extra salt on those fries.
Right.
I agree with you. That's good. And, you know, when you've been through a pregnancy, a woman will get unusual cravings and you'll invent some unusual combinations,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
But I've always admired the versatility of peanut butter and jelly. When I was doing keto and I didn't want to eat bread, I put the peanut butter and jelly on a slice of cheese.
Yeah.
And that worked out really well. And my off-the-wall combo is peanut butter and jelly, a triple-decker sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, and tuna salad on top of that.
Ooh, that's different. I don't know about that.
Well, listen to this.
I don't know. It just sounds. I'm up for trying almost any. I mean, we've had food in here that are just strange things, and I'll try them.
They've been bringing stuff over, Ryan, recently to try for us to try. Like, we've had caviar in here.
Escargot, turtle soup, Limburger cheese.
Oh. Turtle soup was excellent.
It was. Yeah. And we're getting haggis.
What is that again?
It's,
What is it?
Hey, you can't say that on TV.
Sure you can. He just did.
It's like a bunch of meat inside of a sheep. Skin
oh,
carcass
that's right.
thing.
I think it's a bladder.
Oh, I don't know. It's all the inside.
Some internal.
I don't
know. Well, of course, almost all sausage is encased in some type of natural casing.
You know, in this crisis, I was going through my my pantry, and there's a lot of interesting things that came to my mind yesterday. You know, you could combine this with this, especially soups, different soups and stuff like that.
I was in the process of moving a long time ago, and I found. As we were emptying out, we weren't anything new to the pantry, and I had all these beans. I guess my wife had gone out and bought, made a big run on black beans and stuff, so I took all of these different beans, and I had the spices, and I made a very amazing chili with beans that you would normally not put into a chili.
Oh, you just reminded me. You gave me some Sennett bean soup that I need to...
That's right.
Get into. Well, Ryan,
to order it online.
Ryan, what's an unusual combination that you can think of that you like?
I know, banana and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a good one. Peanut butter and mayonnaise, too. I've heard of that one.
Wow. Mayonnaise and banana. Interesting. I have to try that out.
But I know some of the other ones on the list, like, I was just like, why would you even attempt that?
Well.
But, like, when they said sauerkraut and cheese...
But they put also on this list...
The cheddar cheese and apple pie I've never had, but I know of people that do that.
But they put peanut butter and apples on this, and that's the peanut butter
that's
and apples.
That's not bad at all.
That's normal.
That's fine. That's
when you think about it, if sauerkraut and cheese, the combo there, what is the essential ingredient in a Reuben? Swiss cheese and sauerkraut.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
So that definitely has possibilities.
And then cold pizza and ranch dressing. I was like, how's that?
I don't know.
Now here's a tip on
ranch goes with anything.
Ranch, yeah, right.
Right now, especially, nobody wants to waste food. So if you get a pizza and you have a lot left over and you have a grill, the best way to reheat pizza is to put it on the grill.
Right.
Watch it carefully. Blacken the bottom a little bit, and wait till the ingredients start to remelt on the top, and that is a very, very different.
Interesting.
It's really good.
Try that out.
I urge you to try that.
Yep. The grill's going to get a lot of use here in the next few.
Oh, I just noticed cottage cheese on the list.
Producer John wants me to ask you about apples and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't see any reason that
I don't find that.
I never thought of it,
but it would work.
Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
One other suggestion.
Yeah.
Because maybe a lot of people are eating canned chili, you know, in the out of the pantry.
Yeah.
Something that I absolutely love is chili a la mode, which is chili with a glob of cottage cheese on it.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about ice cream.
No, I haven't done that one yet. But
all right.
I'll put sour cream in my chili.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. I'm getting hungry now.
I just fed you last hour. You're hungry already?
I am hungry again.
I'll make you an omelet during the next break.
Wonderful. Well, we hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you three stay out of trouble. And, of course, if you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, tune into their show Monday through Friday starting at 6. Now,
starting at this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, me and Rosie will be here with a cast of, I can never remember from one day to the next, who's going to be here and who's not. Our most electrifying story of the day occurs in the Cheap and Trashy. And that is coming up next. Right now it is 6:45. Here's your Fox News replay.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Everybody in California is told to stay home to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We will look back at these kinds of decisions as pivotal decisions. If we're to be criticized at this moment, let us be criticized for taking this moment seriously.
Essential businesses like grocery stores, pharmacies, and banks will stay open. At least four senators sold off stocks before the virus outbreak sent the markets lower.
Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, sold stock after receiving a private briefing towards the end of January, attended by Coronavirus Task Force Dr. Anthony Fauci. It also appears Democrat Dianne Feinstein and another Republican, Senator Jim Inhofe, also dumped stock after that January 24th meeting.
Fox's Sean Langelo in D.C. More than 10,000 deaths from the virus are now reported worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. America's listening to Fox News.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Garden.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States now tops 11,000. The country is really beginning to feel the strain.
Massive social distancing is what's needed to slow the spread of this disease.
The message is very clear. Social distancing.
This new way of living already having a major impact on the economy.
Hospitals across the country are rapidly running out of masks, gowns.
Say they are experiencing a shortage of supplies and need help now.
Is that somehow this virus, as it's going around the world, is getting more lethal?
Hospitals across Europe, meanwhile, are reporting they're overwhelmed right now, even though nations are closing their borders and restricting people's activities.
This is what's called a global level 4 health advisory.
A vaccine still some time away.
It has changed everything. And it will for the foreseeable future.
The vast majority of us will survive novel coronavirus.
This as the number of confirmed infections continues to rise nationwide.
The world is rushing for a treatment.
Before we hit the cheap and trash, I got a text from my buddy Gary Garvin, who's a truck driver. He says, I want to share this. I stop at an eatery in Scottsboro to get breakfast every time I'm in the area. Today I stopped and noticed it was closed. Right. There was a young lady sitting in her car, and she asked me what I was wanting, and I told her. She went in, made my breakfast, and brought it to me at no charge.
Oh, that's great.
There are still good people doing good things for others. Man, that touched me.
I love stories like that.
Have a great day. Gary, you deserve it.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
All right, it's not often I get to have a personal touch to a Hollywood story, but it's not only possible, it's the most electrifying story of the morning.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
As I was browsing through our show prep this morning, I came across a story out of Rolling Stone magazine. And this was a happy surprise. Dennis DeYoung, formerly of Styx.
Styx!
A group, I don't know if I told you this, I used to work with them in the 70s.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got my name on a couple of albums I keep handy, in case nobody believes me. He wants to get back together with the band for one last tour. Now, when the current version of the band, minus Dennis DeYoung, was here a couple of years ago, and it was a wonderful reunion. I've had two of those here, 2014 and 17. I spent a lot of time talking to JY.
Did that idea come up?
I asked him, I said, when was the last time you talked to Dennis? And he gave me the specific date in 1998.
Yeah.
In other words, there has been no communication. There is a definite wall that's going to have to be breached somehow for that to happen.
Do you think it'll happen?
I think there's a chance. I don't think it's out of the question. Times like these make everybody rethink everything in life a little bit differently.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, yeah, Dennis has still got it. He can still sing. The guy that replaced him in the band is really good. So they've been able to they don't do all of Dennis's stuff. They finally added Mr. Roboto after fans demanded it. I guess after they saw that Austin Powers movie. It's just something to keep an eye on. Dennis is 72 now. Dennis's thing is he's, you think I'm a brooder? He is the king of brooders. But he's a real deep thinker, sometimes to a point where he just isolates himself. That was part of the communication problem with the band. So I'd love to see it. I think there's a chance it'll happen. But would I bet on it?
Was Tommy brought in after Dennis?
No.
Dennis was still there?
No, that story. My best friend in the band, I have to quickly recap how all that happened. When I was dating, I was 17 when I was dating my the woman that can become my first wife, her older sister by about 2 or 3 years, was dating a guy named John Sorleski, who was playing in a band called TW4. And they had become super popular in bars all over the south side of Chicago.
Right.
The group, he makes a reference to it in this Rolling Stone article, and I have the article on my Facebook page, 23 East, was in Roseland, which was... or Pullman, I should say. Pullman, which is a community that the Pullman Railroad Company built for the workers that were making their railroad cars in that area.
Yeah.
And I got to... I love JC. We became good friends. And then I started to be around the band. At the time, I was trying to make my way into radio. Well, less than 3 years after I met JC, I'm on the air in Chicago playing songs by Styx, which... was kind of cool because we both saw a dream come true there. But Lady, in 1972, was only a hit in Chicago. It did not go nationwide until 3 years later.
Huh.
So when it became a hit, I had already been in radio for about 4 years, and that's when I was offered the chance to work radio stations around the country and get them to play the song, and I helped work that all the way to number 6 on the Billboard Top 10. Now we get nervous when radio ratings come out.
What year again was that?
That was 75.
75, so... Had Tommy joined the group already?
Well, JC was still with the band when I joined them, but JC had an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
And he would get, he was one of those drinkers who would get ugly. And he always, he'd get mad, and he was always threatening to quit the band. And one day he said, well, I'm going to quit. And they said, okay. And in 1 minute he was in a band with, you know, a super high ceiling. The next minute, he's teaching guitar for $8 an hour at a music shop.
Oh, jeez.
And he drank himself to death at the age of 38.
Jeez.
Very, very sad. That was about 10 years later. And they knew, I mean, they were ready to make the move because Dennis calls me and says, JC's out of the band. Tommy Shaw is our new guy. I need you to go pick him up at O'Hare Airport. So I went to O'Hare. In those days, you could go to the gate.
Exactly.
And I'm holding a sign that says Shaw, like a limo driver, except my limo was a 72 Vega. But when he walked off the plane, I knew exactly who he was, and he was just absolutely wide-eyed. The day before, he'd been at Kegler's Cove playing. Now he's joining a band with a top 10 hit.
The band ran a ad in one of the trades, too, and that's... He responded to it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I realized later that they had planned on dumping JC for a while because he had just become
his
too
drinking.
Much. Yeah, and that's what happens. Well, otherwise, celebrities, Daniel Day-Kim tested positive for the virus. And Evangeline Lilly is, she's trying to be Superwoman, I guess. She is not going to self-quarantine. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are getting better. Why can't we call her Tom Hanks and Rita Hanks?
I don't know.
New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton has coronavirus. Celebrities are stepping up right and left. That's nice, but I'm not going to mention their names because we're all stepping up right and left. 90-year-old astronaut Buzz Aldrin during the outbreak says, "I'm lying on my ass and locking the door."
And Shatner's doing some captain's logs from home.
That's cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
By the way, Jay, the shortlist for the Video Game Hall of Fame includes Bejeweled, Centipede, Frogger, GoldenEye 007, Guitar Hero, King's Quest, Minecraft, NBA Jam, Nokia Snake, Super Smash Brothers Melee, Uncharted 2, and where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Can I have that? I don't know. You just breezed by them.
Well, I thought, with your...
out of all of these, I'm going to have to go with either Centipede or Frogger. Probably Frogger.
Yeah, I can. My money's on Frogger, too.
If you got to pick one.
Like, I know anything about this.
I don't either. I used to.
Well, you guys know what Frogger is, though.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Frogger.
Yeah.
And Centipede.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's about it on this list that you would know. Maybe the Nokia Snake.
The frog croaks, and you catch it, right? 657. One of the ways you can help our small businesses stay viable during this time is to go to places that do layaway. And that way you don't have to put the money out now, but you can make a commitment. And Kaiser Fine Furniture is one of those places you can do it. They're open with 60,000 square feet to look. Again, during a time like this when a lot of folks are working from home or have extra time, you want to get out of the house, go to a place, and take a look around. There's no harm in that either. Maybe for future reference. Kaiser Fine Furnishings is 60,000 square feet of every kind of furniture. If you can go there and think of something other than, the ridiculous IKEA, I was told that. I guess Michelle had purchased something from IKEA, my ex-wife, and said that it was the most aggravating for us. And when they finally got it together, it was wrong, and they had to undo it and redo it a second time. If you want furniture that's already to go into your living room, your bedroom, or anywhere else in the house, stop by and see Stella and those wonderful folks at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. No, nothing wrong with looking around for future reference. 4044 Wetumpka Highway, they are just beyond the 10% taxing tentacles of Montgomery, so you'll save on that as well at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. We're about 2 minutes away from Fox News at 7 o'clock. Next hour, random facts and a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. If you play and win... our pop quiz.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.